That's me.
Brilliant. Well, that's recording. If I could start off, please, as per usual, with your feeling job title.
Emma Diamond, TV Licensing Scotland.
Fantastic. Let's just start off with exactly what this particular campaign is that you guys are launching.
Well, the new season, Scottish football season, is about to kick off. So TV Licensing has launched a campaign in partnership with Scottish Beer and Pub Association, focusing on creating awareness with pubs and clubs across the Fife area to make sure that they're correctly covered by a TV licence to show live coverage of match fixtures. So basically what we're trying to do is make sure that as a partnership, that pubs, clubs and sporting venues that show live television check that they've got a valid TV licence before the Scottish football season kicks off. I think there's recognition that for outlets across the Fife area, it's very lucrative for them to be able to watch live, for them to be able to show live matches. It encourages people to come in and generates footfall. So being able to have the football season on telly for punters to come in and watch is a real opportunity for them to profit. And what we are seeing as a partnership is just check that you're correctly licensed so that you can do that.
And is this just a standard TV license, or do they need anything particular, anything special because they're a pub or a club?
Basically, if you're a pub or a club, you need a business license, but it actually costs exactly the same as a standard household TV license of £145.50. So there's no real difference in terms of what pubs and clubs need to pay for a year-long license, which can benefit them greatly if they are trying to attract punters in to watch live coverage of matches. So people just need to double check that they've got the right one, and what they need to do is go onto the website www.tvlicensing.co.uk/businessinfo, or just call somebody in the business team 0300 790 6131, and check whether they've got the right type of license and organise to spread the cost if they want.
Now, this is obviously something that you guys do at the start of every football season. Was this a particularly bad problem last year, pubs and clubs not having the right licence or not having any licence?
This is certainly something that we do every year in terms of campaign to ensure that pubs and clubs in the Fife area know that they need to have a proper TV licence if they want to show live TV, whether it's on terrestrial or Sky or any other kind of channel. They need to be properly licensed. And in terms of what we do to try and ensure that everybody is correctly licensed, is we will visit pubs and clubs in the area, which we did do last year, just to check that that's the case. There has been instances where other outlets have been caught to not have the right one, and we would rather that people check in advance to make sure they are correctly licensed, rather than, you know, face a potential fine.
Are there any figures for how many places in Scotland were caught without licenses last year?
In terms of pubs and clubs in Fife, the figures aren't available in terms of how many were caught specifically within that type of organisation. But we do know that there are 687 pubs and clubs in the area, and many can really benefit from offering football fans the chance to watch live match coverage. And our officers will be coming along over the coming months to just check that the licences are correct. So we would just ask that people double check what license they have in order to let punters watch live telly and coverage of the football season when it kicks off.
And just finally, what could happen to a landlord or their business if they're caught without a license?
So what we're saying to publicans and managers who are going to be watching What we would say to publicans and managers who are going to let punters watch live coverage of the football season matches is just to double check that they are correctly licensed, because our inquiry officers do visit unlicensed addresses throughout the season. And to be fair to the majority who do pay the licence fee, we have to take action against those who try to get away with not paying. You know, they could be at risk of a court prosecution and a fine of up to £1,000 per offence plus the cost. So just to pay £145.50 a year, you're going to get a great opportunity to boost your business rather than risking the court prosecution and a fine of £1,000 per offence plus the costs.
Fantastic. Is there anything I haven't mentioned
I could add in, in addition to being able to ensure that you are paying the £145.50 to benefit your customers, you can also download a TV in the workplace guide to help publicans and managers explain TV licensing rules to staff in the workplace, because you know, there might be an opportunity to ensure that all staff know whether a premises is licensed or not, and also if they are staying in accommodation that's separate to the actual outlet, that they too need to have a separate household licence. And that guide can just be downloaded on the website.
Absolutely perfect. I think that is everything from my end. Thank you very much for that, Emma.
Oh, thanks. I tried to repeat myself quite a few times so you could cut it when I started to stumble.
No, that's absolutely perfect. We've got the hang of this, and I think we've done this.